This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Lok Sabha has passed the anti-paper leak bill proposing tougher penalties and fast-track courts to curb exam malpractices yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. The legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said, "The amendment in the bill has been brought to make the law more stringent and ensure speedy justice in paper leak cases." Dr. Singh criticized Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi for using unparliamentary language, saying it is inappropriate and unfortunate. Earlier participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the students' protest on the NEET issue was not violence or hatred, but a deep expression of the youth, and all political parties must respect this expression. After the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned till 11 a.m. today. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The proposed legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem, Jana Gana Mana. These offences are punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years, a fine or both. After the passage of the bill, the upper house was adjourned till 11 a.m. today. The government has said that the country became free from left-wing extremism after nearly 6 decades of violence, which was once considered one of the biggest threats to the internal security. In reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Home Affairs, Nityanand Rai, said that this has been achieved with resolute implementation of the National Policy and Action Plan to address left-wing extremism 2015 and the coordinated efforts of centre and state governments. He informed the House that at present no district is categorised as LWE affected. Mr. Rai added that the number of Naxal-affected districts reduced from 126 to 90 in April 2018, 70 in July 2021, 38 in April 2024, 8 in December 2025, and 0 in March 2026. Government has said that it has taken significant steps to strengthen the forensic ecosystem in the country through various schemes, including Nirbhaya Fund, having consolidated financial outlay of more than 4,800 crore rupees. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Home, Bandi Sanjay Kumar, informed that a state-of-the-art DNA analysis and research and development facility has been set up at the Central Forensic Sciences Laboratory at Chandigarh. He said machinery and equipment have been upgraded in the Central Forensic Sciences Laboratories, including the new disciplines of forensics in narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances, digital forensics, DNA forensic analysis, and forensic psychology. In Odisha, heavy rains and rising rivers have triggered a severe flood situation, claiming 4 lives and affecting nearly 4 lakh people. The administration has intensified rescue and relief operations as the flood situation continues to remain critical. Meanwhile, in Assam, the relief and rehabilitation efforts are continuing on a war footing in the worst flood-affected districts of Sivasagar, Golaghat and Charaideo and Jorhat. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall today over Madhya Maharashtra and West Madhya Pradesh. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Lakshadweep. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland, 9 Indian boxers have assured medals for the country after sealing semi-final berths. 5 pugilists, including Arundhati Chaudhary in women's 70kg, Sakshi Chaudhary in women's 51kg, Sachin Sivach, men's 60kg, Ankush Panghal in men's 80kg semifinals, and Narinder Berwal in men's 90+kg categories registered victories today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.